Okay, morning, Agut Nechoydish, past week's daf was daf Chof Gimel in Meseches Eridin. I want to focus today, actually on the last piece of Gemara on the daf Chof Gimel Omid Beis. In order to understand this Gemara brings in a machlokes of Shimon the Chachamim, which is brought in the Gemara later, Perek Hogages. This piece of Gemara, the Rishonim take out of this Gemara some important things about that machlokes. So this is a very, very important piece of Gemara. To remember, when we get there, we have to come back to here and put things together. But let's just talk right now in general to get the background. The Mishnah is on Daf Pei Tes, the beginning of Perek Kol Gaga Seir, which is the ninth Perek in Erevin. And the Mishnah starts off by saying, Kol gag se'ir v'shus achas, v'vach lo yehei gag gavoya yure nomash yure dur v'meir. That's v'meir shita. All gagas, roofs, are considered one v'shus, even though the houses below are belong to different people and they have a different v'shus. I'm not going to focus on v'meir shita right now. V'chachom imoimim kol ech v'ech v'shus v'fnei atzmai, that each gag is related to the house which is beneath, and it's considered a different rishus, and we require an eruv. We need an eruv chatzeris in order to carry from one to the next. Rav Shimon Oimer, echa gagos, vecha chatzeris, vecha kafifus, rishus achas hein lekeim shishav sulu soichem. This is Rav Shimon Shita. That Rav Shimon says that gagos, roofs, chatzeres, courtyards, karfifos, karfif, which we had before, comes up, and Rashi translates it before in the Mishnah by us, that it's a mokom chutz la'ir, people use for storage, a karfif. Hekef godl chutz l'ir, Rashi says on Afid Ches, a karfif is a hekef godl chutz l'ir, a large enclosed area, which is outside of the city, l'hachlisham eitzim l'oitzer, to store wood. That's the idea of a karfif. Akoponim, the B'shimin says over here, echagagav echachasim echachachifis, rushus achas hein, all these three different types of rishuyis, in halacha is considered one rishus concerning kelim sheshav sulusayichan, concerning kelim which when Shabbos came, these kelim were in one of these rishuyos, that one may be metafel, one may carry from one of these rishuyos, these kelim that were shavas in that rishus, to another one of these rishuyos without the requirement of an eruv. However, not the kelim that was shavas in a bayis. If kelim, when Shabbos came, were in a bayis, and they were brought out once Shabbos really came into one of these rishuyos, behetim, and so these kelim are restricted, and they can't be brought from one rishuyos to the other without an eruv, without an eruv chatzeris. So according to Rav Shimon, he holds that all these rishuyos have a din of one rishus, but that's only concerning kelim that when Shabbos came were already in one of these rishuyos. Then you could carry the kelim from one to the next without the requirement of an eruv chatzeris. However, if kelim when Shabbos came were in a bayis at the time, then these kelim, even though they were brought out in a way that it's mutter into one of these areas a gag, chotzer, or karfiv, then they can't be carried from one to the next without neruv. Now, we find that a halachim that is, we'll see this comes up, this is an outgrowth of this din, that there's such a din as a reshus, which is porus l'mokam ha'osolo, if you have two reshuyis, in which are opened from one to the next without any proper mechitza, so if I wouldn't be able to be carried from one to the next without an eruv chatzeris, that in itself is a reason to make it also for me to carry in the eri itself, even not from one to the next. That's locha of porot slomakum ha'osulo. If it's open to a place that you can't carry from one to the next, that in itself causes an issue. That's something which we'll see in our Gemara over here. Okay, so for our purposes right now, we're dealing with two shittas, let's say Reb Shimon and the Chachomim. Reb Shimon holds that Chatzeres and Karfifas are considered Rishus Achas. It's one Rishus. One may carry from one to the next without Neruv Chatzeres. And therefore, definitely, if one's open to the other, one's not going to aser on the next from carrying in that area either. According to Chachomim, hold that Chatzeres and Karfifas are considered two different Rishus. Therefore, there's a requirement of Neruv Chatzeres to join them together to carry from one to the next. If Neruv Chatzeres was not made, then you can't carry from one to the next. And therefore, if one's opened into the other one without a proper mechitza, so you can't even carry in the Rishus itself. Okay, that's the general background that we have to have for the Gemara. Now we'll pick up this Gemara over here. If you see where it is, it's on Chav Gimel on the base, as we mentioned, around 10 lines up from the bottom where that star is. The Gemara starts Karfeif Shu Yais Mebeis Sasayim Shu Hukuf Ladir. We're going with the halacha that mechitzas, if an area is enclosed, so if the hekev is hukaf ladira, if the mechitza was surrounded the area for living purposes, whatever the guidelines are, that itself is a question. But if it's hukaf ladira, then those mechitzas help even for a very large area. If the hekev is not for dira purposes, not for living purposes, then we're limited to the shear of Beis Asayim. That's something that we saw from Machlekes Baptist in the Mishnah before, Mora Paskins. Now the Mora says like this, Karfif Shiyosim Beis Asayim Shukaf Ladira. Karfif, you know, generally Karfif is not Hukaf Ladira, like you see from the Mishnah. This specific situation was that this Karfif area was Hukaf Ladira. Therefore, even though it's more than Beis Asayim, larger than that shear, it'll be mutter to be metaltal. You could carry in that area because the hekev over here was hukaf ladira. Now the Gemara tells us like this: what happens over here is nizra rubo harehu kegino va'aser. Person decided to plant in the karfif. Nizra rubo harehu kegino va'aser. If he plants rave of the area, halacha is harei kegina va'osur. It becomes like a gina, which is osur. A gina is an area which is not hukaf ladira, and therefore more than beis asayim, a mechitzas wouldn't help. In this area over here, by planting, Rashi explains. Rashi says nizra rubay bizarayinim. If you plant seeds, all right, we'll see, as opposed to trees, in that area, beetle de rasay. So that area, even though it was hukaf ladira for dira purposes, but once you plant, you're planting or plantings there in that area, beetle de rasay. So the dira, the living quarters that area was, becomes batel. It's not anymore considered hukaf ledira. The bezarayin ledari inshi, because people can't live in a planted area. V'havle gino, and now in din we view it as a gino. V'os letaltol, and it's also to be metaltol. Now Rashi adds af b'she'ene nizra. It's also to be metaltol, not only in the area. The case is that it was nizarubay, right? Roiv of this area, the entire area is more than a base of Sayim. Roiv of this area was planted. And on that, the halacha is that the entire area over here, one cannot carry anymore. The reason for that is, Rashi explains, the Gemara, because once we're planting this area becomes like a gino. It's not anymore hukaf ledira. It's not, we don't consider it anymore as living quarters, a place that a person could do dira in. Therefore, the hekef right now, at least in that area that's planted, is not hukaf ledira anymore. So that becomes also. Now, the other part of this area, which is still open ground, still can function as it was originally, which was ledira, Rashi adds over here, and Rashi says that part is also awesome. Why? The batla legabe ruba. Because that's the mit. Rashi sounds like he's saying a general cloud that we find that there's a din of roiv, that the mit, the smaller portion of something becomes batla to the roiv. So even though only a certain part of it was planted, being that was the roiv, so the rest of it also becomes batel to the roiv, and we view it as if it was totally planted, and the entire area becomes batel. The dira becomes batel from the entire area. So we look at this area totally as an area which is not roiv adira. If that's so then the heck of the mechitzah, even though originally when the mechitzahs were put there, it was for dira purposes, but over here we see that it's possible to be mevatel, the Torah's dira from the area and subsequently from the mechitzes. So now what we see over here is what we have over here is that we have an era which is not hukaf ledira, and which is larger than Mesa Sayim, so it's also to be metaltel. That's the halacha when it's planted with zaroinim, if it's nizra rubay. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, however, not a rubai, however, if trees are planted in that roiv area, harayu kechotzer mutter, that's like a chotzer, we view it as a chotzer. Chotzer is the example that Gemara uses for something which is considered hukaf ledira. That means in this situation, that means that the kafaf over here, which was hukaf ledira, it will remain hukaf ledira, even though the trees are planted, because the fact that the trees over there is not a contradiction to dira. This is the end of the Rashi. The end of the Rashi is Avumatei Ilonis. Loi bitl dirasi. By planting trees there, that's not mevatel. That doesn't nullify dira from this area. The uchel is toifef bitzel ilonis tomid. Because it's usual for a person to live in a shaded area. Right? The trees enhance his living. It helps shade the area. So therefore, the area remains hukaf ledira, and the heter that he had originally is still intact. This Rashi explains this braisa in the first stage of the Gemara. Now the Gemara makes a comment on this braisa. Omar Hunra Yahushua. This is an Amora commenting on this braisa. Zokra Yehuda Rav Huna Brei Dav Yeshua Loi Moran Elo Yoyse Mi Beis Hasayim. Excuse me. Yeah. Loi Amoran Elo Yoyse Mi Beis Hasayim. Aval Beis Hasayim Mutter. He's talking about the first side of the braisa when Zereya Ruba. The halach is that it's Osir. And then he says as follows. Loi Amoran Elo Yoyse Mi Beis Hasayim. That's only if the planted area is more than a Beis HaSayim. Of a Beis HaSayim, but if a planted ear was within a Beis HaSayim, that's mutter. That's mutter. Then it'll still be mutter. Even though he planted it, and even though planting that area is not dira anymore, it's mutter. Now, what he's saying over here is that according to the rules that we have, that this that is necessary to have a hook of ladira is only if the area is more than a base of sayim. If the area itself is within a base of sayim, then the hekav doesn't have to be for dira. So that's what he seems to be saying over here. He's telling us that this that we have a problem by being zereyet, by planting, and planting makes it that it's not fit for dwelling anymore, is only a problem if that area is more than Mesa Sayim. So an area which is not Hukaf Ladira, which is more than Mesa Sayim, that area is also to be metaltal. However, if it's within a Mesa Sayim, so we don't need the condition of Hukaf Ladira, so even though it was planted like any Gina, not any Gina itself in the first place, which is not Hukaf Ladira, but if the area is within a Mesa Sayim, so it's mutter to be metaltal. So he says, therefore, over here also, this is the Braisa says that it's also, it's only if it's more than a Beis HaSayim. Now, right away we have to notice over here that this Rehum ben Yeshua is apparently not going with one of the assumptions that Rashi used to explain the Braisa before. Rashi explained that the entire thing is also because there's a concept of bitl over here, that the meat is bottled to the roiv. Now, if the meat is bottled to the roiv, and we look at the entire area as a planted area, so that's going to make it more than a base of sign. So Rav Nimrei Yeshua over here is not going with that concept of bitl, and actually the Gemara later on asks this as a question. Right? But right now, the Gemara is not going with that assumption. Right? Just to make things clear, that when you learn it, you see Rashi right away says that, and then he says something which seems to be a contradiction to that, then in the Chanami, that's true. Right? He is, at this point in the Gemara, when we understand that this is what he means to say, he's not going with that concept of meat bottled to the roiv. He's judging each thing by itself. And therefore, if the area itself, the planted area itself, is within a Beis HaSayim, then it's mutter. Right? I'm saying the more later on, that's the most question right afterwards. We'll get there. Okay, but at this point, we're not... Now let's hear this halacha for a moment, this thing over here. That what we have over here again is we have a karfeif. The entire area is more than a Beis HaSayim. Right? The mechitzas are standing apart, encompassing an area which is more than a Beis HaSayim. Originally, this was Hukaf Ladira. By planting an area which is within a Beis HaSayim, the Gemara tells us that it's still mutter to be metaltal. Even though by planting, the planted area is not Hukaf Ladira anymore. So, we have to understand over here, I mean, generally when we're talking about, when we say that if something is within a Beis HaSayim, even though it's not Hukaf Ladira, it's Mutter, that's usually because the Mechitz themselves are just encompassing an area which is a Beis HaSayim. Right. In this case over here, the mechitzas themselves are more than a Beis HaSayim. Right? The planted area itself, that's what's within a Beis HaSayim. But aren't the mechitzas still more than a Beis HaSayim? So, how does it help the fact that just the planted area itself is a Beis HaSayim, if the mechitzas themselves are more than a Beis HaSayim? So you see from this Gemara, that the way we will look at it is as follows. That we have mechitzas over here, right? The din is that if the area is within a Beis HaSayim, then mechitzas have their strength to be matir the area. Right? Even if it's not Hukaf Ladira. If the area is larger than a Beis HaSayim, then mechitzes which are not hokaf l'diyuv, they don't have that condition, they don't have the power to be matir, they don't act as mechitzes in the area. Only if they're hokaf l'diyuv, they have that condition, then they act as mechitzes. This Gemara seems to tell us like this, is that even though the entire area is more than a beis hasayim, and what you did was that you planted over here, and by planting over here, you made that it's not, this area is not durable. But the way we view it is like this: we have a dual view on the mechitzas now. The mechitzas over here concerning this area are not hukaf l'dir. Concerning this area, they are hukaf l'dir. Right? Therefore, the Gemara tells us: well, since concerning this area, it's not hukaf l'dir. However, this area itself is only a beis hasayim. So therefore, the fact that mechitzas which don't have the dira, the hokaf l'dira condition, doesn't bother me over here, because these mechitzas, even if I were able to take out the hokaf the dira condition, it can be matter an area which is less than beis hasayim. Well, you can ask me, well, there's really another, a larger area over here. Then the mechitzas don't start over there. Well, the answer to that is going to be, well, this area itself, you know, if you want to say that, these mechitzas should become bottle because it's encompassing a larger area, this area over here also. Well, this area itself is hukaf l'dira. So the fact that that is a larger area doesn't bother me, the fact that this area is here, because this area still is dirable. So concerning this area, it's hukaf l'dira. So when you're coming to down the place over here, some manushach will be mutter. Bitsad, the place which is not royal l'dira, and the mechitzas concerning them are not hukaf l'dira, you're dealing with a shir that's within a base of sayim. If you want to ask me that, well, there's a larger area, and the mechitzas are enclosing more, which is more than a base of sayim, well, anything more than the base of sayim is hukaf l'dira. So mechitzas, which are more than a base of sayim, are mata that area. So whatever we want to consider over here, we have the proper conditions of mechitzas still to be matter the area. And that's why Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua says that if the planted area is within a base of Sayim, then the mechitzas are still chavakayim. We still have good mechitzas. We didn't ruin anything yet. Now the Gemara says something as follows. The Gemara says that even if we take this on, as far as our sugya is concerned, which is a sugya of mechitzas within a base of sayim, more than a base of sayim, hopefully not hokaf l'dira. But there's another point that we have to mention, and this is where the machlekes of Shimon Rabbanon come in. Because even if we're saying that the planted area is mutter because it's within a base of sayim, however, by planting that area does not have the same din as the rest anymore. Originally, it was shus achas, but now the fact that part is planted, part is not planted. So, like the Gemara tells us, one part has a din of a gina, one part has a din of a chotzer, a karfev, and that already is dependent on the machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbon, whether one may be metatl from a chotzer to a karfev or not. And if you can't be metatl from a chotzer to a karfev, so then, like we mentioned before, there has been a porus l'makom asala. It's open without a mechitza, one rishus to the next, and that will create an issa even to be metaltal within that rishus itself. That's what the Gemara says. Kiman k'Rav Shimon, this that Rav Huna Rav Yishu could tell us that if the planted area is within a base of sayim, it'll be mutter. The heter that this area originally had will be retained. That's only if you go according to Rav Shimon, because even though the planting itself is not going to make it that the area is going to require a hekef l'dir, like we explained before. That as far as that's concerned, it's okay. You have good mechitzas, like we explained before. But there's another variable over here, which is the machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Because what you have over here, as a result of the planting, is that you have a chotzer and a karfef, which are open one to the next, which are poured zel lazer. And that's already dependent on the machlekes of Shimon Rabbanon, whether it's considered a rishus achas or not. Is that considered one rishus? Only if there's one rishus, then they won't ask on each other. Then the mechitzas, once you have mechitzas, then you're safe. Then there's nothing else that you need. But according to the Rabbanan, it's basis shuyis, so you'll have a different problem. The general din, that when you have two different shuyis, you need every chatzeris, even though the area is enclosed. That's what the Gemara means over here. Rav Shimon, Disnan, Rav Shimon, Noimer, Echa gagais vecha atzei, Echa kafif, Echa achas, and lekem shushofus, and besoichem, and lekem shushofus, and besoichem, and bayis. This is the Mishnah we just saw before. And this goes to the point of Shimon. Shimon holds that a chotzer and a karfif are rishus achas for kelim shishovsu b'sayichan. Right. So over here also, it's going to be limited. When we say it's mutter, it's going to be limited only to the kelim that was shavas in this area over Shabbos when Shabbos came. But that's what this thing will be. That means Rabbi Yeshua is going baloch v'tak pasach Rabbi Shimon. And he's explaining this price, so according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's a difference. There's a difference in the size of the planted area. The Braisa tells us that Nizra Ruba it's Osir. On that he says, this that Nizra Ruba is Osir is only if it's more than a Beis HaSayim. If it's a Beis HaSayim, it'll be Mutter. And then on that Gemara says, it'll be Mutter, that's based on Reb Shimon. Now Nizra, if it's Nizra more than a Beis HaSayim, even Reb Shimon is not going to help us. Right? And the reason for that is that's the preliminary halacha that our Perek is dealing with. That once it's more than a Beis HaSayim, then the Mechitzas themselves don't help. Right? So you have a Mechitza problem. Right? So it's important to understand that we're dealing with two different dinim over here. Our Perek over here, our Mishnayos are dealing with Mechitzas, Hilchas Mechitzas. The conditions of having mechitzas. You can only carry an eerie if it's hukuf. So now the conditions of what's considered a mechitza or not, that's what we have in machlekes in our Mishnah and the way we paskin, that it's dependent on the size. If the area is within a base of sayim, then you don't need hukuf ladira. If it's more than base of sayim, then you need hukuf ladira. That's as far as having mechitzas or not. If the area is more than a base of sayim and it's not hukuf ladira, then the mechitzas don't have a din of mechitzas. It's a din of chazal. From Masakin, it's the Din Rabbanon, that the mechitzas don't help. That's the direct halacha in our perek. In our perek. So that's the difference between whether it's the Nizra area is a Beis HaSayim or not a Beis HaSayim. That'll decide whether you have mechitzas or not. Now, even if the Nizra area, the planted area, is within a Beis HaSayim, so you have mechitzas, but then you have another question, because as a result of planting, what you did was that you just divided the area. Originally, it was one Rishos Achas, one Karfev. So you didn't have to deal with the question of Shimon and Rabbana about Chiluk Rishuyus. But by planting, what you did right now was that you were Mechalik the two areas. They have two different dinim. And this will be dependent now on Shimon and Rabbana, whether it's Rishos Achas or not. Even an area which is surrounded by Mechitzas, it has good mechitzas. Nevertheless, that's the din of Ruv Chatzeris that one can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. So the machlekes of Shimon Rabbanon, whether this is considered two rishus or one rishus, will be relevant over here.
Question, just a clarification. Given sure we said that if you plan in one half, it makes it row, plant row, zeroyim. So it's. Rose Mavato the Miyud, so it comes one with Shuas. What does it play? I'm not making any connection. There's Machlokes between Shimon and Rabbanan.
Well, but see, you're asking about this that we mentioned about the Miyud is Bottle to the Rose. This is what we spoke at right away, that this Pisgma right now is not going with that Sfor.
Not going
with that Sfor. We'll see, the Gemara is going to ask that as a question, right? But Rashi right away explained it with that, right? Based on the Gemara later on, and apparently you see from Rashi that that's a Sfora Pshuta, that's what it should be. And this Gemara over here is going without it, and that's going to be the Gemara's question. Gemara's going, well, the Gemara's going to ask this question, but this is fine, but you left out a basic thing over here, which all these Cheshbonos are not going to help us, because there's the meat is bottled to the roi. This is what Rashi tells us over here. Rashi says that the Mokum Zriya Kore Karfeif She'ena Nizra have a chotzer. Right, that's what's important for us over here. B'negeit v'machetz v'shem in the Rabbanon, that by planting, we're dividing this area into two different reshuyas, which is dependent on Malchikas Hashem and Rabban. Now the Gemara asks the question right now at this point, that if this is what Rav Huna Ben Rishu is saying, that Rav Shimonami, this is the second to last line, the Gemara starts, Rav Shimonami, even the Rizaruba have a hahum mi'uto botale legabi ruba, v'have l'kaf if yoysim ebeis osayim v'osum. The Gemara asks the question that even according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to help us, because since we're talking about that Rav was Nizra, Rav of the area was Nizra, so even if the amount over here was within a base of Sayim, but since Seif Kol Seif, it is Rav of the entire area, so the meat should become bottled to the Rav. V'hav l'karf if yoysim ebeis osayim. So we should view it as an area, an entire area, which is not hokaf l'dira. Rashi says on top, v'hav akilu nizra kula. That's what the bittel will accomplish. We'll view it as nizra kula. If it's entirely planted, that means what we have in front of us is an area which is yoysim ebeis osayim, which the din mechitzis is not hokaf l'dira. We took out the dira aspect from this area, so now the mechitzes are not hokaf l'dira. The din of mechitzes which are not hokaf l'dira are not marked the area. That's our mission. That's Reb Shimon is not going to help us. Like I mentioned before, Reb Shimon is in the Rabbanon talking about after you have mechitzes. After that, there's a second issue to deal with. Eruv chatzeres, is it one rishus, two rishus? That's that issue over there. But if you don't have mechitzes, then things don't start. That's the Gemara's question over here, that why is Rav Huna Ben Yeshua limiting what it says in the Braisa, the Isser, to Yoyisim Beis Asayim? However, he's saying if they planted it was within Beis Asayim, then it's Mutar Kontra Rav Shimon. On that, the Gemara asks the question that even Kontra Rav Shimon is not going to help us because you don't have Mechitzis over here. With the din of Bittel that the meat should become bottled to the Rav, you have no more mechitzas. And Rav Shimon is not going to help us at all as far as that's concerned. That's the Gemara's question right now. In this understanding of what Rav Huna Ben Yeshua is saying. Now there's a Tosfos over here. The bottom Tosfos on Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos explains what's the basis, what's the source of this question. The Gemara asked the question that the meat should be bolted to the Rav. Where does that come from? The Gemara is asking such a question. Is the Gemara asking me Svara? The Gemara holds that it's a simple Svara, that it should be like that? Or the Gemara has a source where the Gemara is asking this from? So Tosfos says, Nire. The mikoyach kosher came poruch. It's with the bach over there, that the support, the power of this question, is the Gemara is asking from a kosher came. Legabe roiv, the midika omar nizra ruboy. This question is based on a kavachomer. We'll see what this means. The midika omar nizra ruboy. The Braisa says Nizra Ruboy. That's when it's also. V'hainu b'yeser mibeis asayim. And on that, Rav Huna said that's speaking about where it's yeser mibeis asayim, mashma. So we could derive from over there. There's a deek in the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about Nizra Ruboy. It's meduik in the Braisa, like the more later on makes the deek, that if it would be Nizra Mit, it would be, the halacha would be otherwise. Now Rav Huna is telling us that the Brais is talking about was Nizra Yerisim Yerbeis Asayim. So therefore we could take out over there that even though it's Nizra based asayim, it's only because it's Nizra Rubai. That's why it's also Mashma, Homi Utai, Shori, Afilo Biyasame based asayim. It's Mashma that if meat of the area was planted, or you have a very large area, so base asayim is not even roiv, base asayim is the meat, then it will be mutter. Now, why should it be mutter? The whole area is mutter. It's mivumdik. Even that area, which is yosem base asayim, not hook of it's nizra, not hook of the deers. That area is not hook of the deer. How could you carry in that area? Hain mishum de botel gaviruah. The explanation to that would be that because of bittel, afil l'kula. We're saying a bittel l'kula. We're dealing with an area which is it itself is nizra. You planted area which is more than a base of sign. So this area really, if you look at it mitzad itself, it should be aser, right? Because you have an area over here which is not hukuf l'dira in this area itself. It's not hukuf l'dira. And it should be also to Mutautlovi and then to Mdui from the Brai. So the way Rav Huna Bar Yeshua is saying that we could take out of the Brai, that this case will be mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? Even though it won't affect the rest, because it's only meat, but how did this itself become mutter? Must be that we're going with bittel, a general svar of bittel, that whatever the meat is always bought to the roiv, whether it's lahok or lahachmer. So in this situation over here, when you have roiv was not nizra, it's a very large area, right? And most of it was not planted. The meat, which was planted, even though it's mutter meisa sayim, it's still remaining a meat. It's mutter. Why? Because the meat is bought to the roiv, and therefore we look at the planted area as if it's not planted. This is what the Gemara is taking out of Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, that will say bittel. The meat is bought to the roiv, even the kula, even to give us a kula. If so, kol shekein hecha de ruba nizra. So if so, then for surely we should say that the meat is bought to the roiv lahachman. Kol shekein hecha de ruba nizra afilu beis asayim. The name of the bottle agabi ruba lachumra. Yeah. Satoshi says that the source and the power of this Gemara's question is not just a svar that the Gemara itself has. The Gemara is asking really what we call minei ubei. Right? We're asking that you, Rav Huna Yeshua, the way you're setting up the brisa, so even if I agree to you to what you're saying, but it's going to come out that you hold that this brisa holds a svara of meat bottle to the roiv. Because according to what you are saying, you're setting up this braisa is that when it's also talking about yosem beis asayim. And nevertheless, the braisa says that's only when it's nizra rubai. That's when you have this halacha. That means if it's nizra miyuta, even though it's a beis asayim, or more than a beis asayim, it'll be mutter. How's it mutter? It's only mutter because of a din of bittel. That the area itself which was planted, even though if you look at it by itself, this area should be also, but it's going to be mutter because since most of the area is not planted, and we look at the area, most of the area as a divra area, so even the planted area will become bottled to that. So that's the basis of the Gemara's question, that you yourself are going to such an assumption in order to maintain the halacha the way you're saying it. Is that we the meat is bottled to the roiv, even l'kula. So kol shein should say lahachmer, and therefore the Gemara is asking, so if you're going to say it lahachmer, then how could it be mutter over here? Kotem Shimon, the meat should become bottled to the roiv, and in this situation, the entire area should be considered nizra. So how is it that within a base of sign you tell me that halacha is that it's mutter according to Reb Shimon? The whole area became considered nizra. So now you have a azri of yosem in base of sign that it's awesome. Now the Marsha explains why is it that Tosis feels that he needs to source this question? Why couldn't we just explain it more simply that it's a svara? And the truth is that It would seem to be from Rashi, that Rashi seems, you have to learn that it's a Sfora. Because like we mentioned before, Rashi in the onset of the Gemara already uses the Sfora of Bittel, even without the next piece of Gemara. Right? So there's nothing forcing him to say that at this point. And Rashi is explaining with the Sfora of Bittel, L'chayram, it would seem to be from Rashi that it is a Sfora, and possibly Rashi learns the Gemara. The Gemara is asking me Sfora. But Mashal explains Tosfos, that Tosfos doesn't want to learn like that. See, it's the second Marsha over here on Amud Beis. Excuse me, it's the third one. B'divah Maschal Reb Shimon Kivon, and he brings the Tosfos. Near the Mikoshkin Parafel Gabi Roiv Ad Kan L'Shainu. The Marsha says as follows. Ratzalena, the Kavon of Tosfos is as follows. The Akochach Lav Misvara Parich. That Tosfos says that we're forced to say that the Gemara does not mean to ask Misvara. You could have learned the Gemara. The Gemara has, you know, there's a cloud, Ganshas, there's such a concept that the meat is bottled from the Rav. You could have learned that was the basis of the Gemara's Kashim. Tosfos' tongue is no. Akochach Lav Misvara Parich. The meat bottled Gabi Rav. It's not this svara that a mir should be bottled gabirev, the hulch nacharev b'chol mokim, that all over we find such a concept. Why? The holofi ha'emes, hochi yitmar, ha'mir shori. That we'll see the Gemara later on, the Gemara asks this question, the Gemara readjusts the memra of Rav Huna Yeshua. Taisa says that the way the Gemara comes out in the maskonah, it's meduyik hamiyit shori. I will have a base of sayim. Osl rabbon. Okay, we'll see the Gemara. Tosfos tells us that if you see in the Gemara, as the Gemara continues, the Gemara comes out that there is such an iser. V'amai lamrin demir hanizra botel legabi ruba. Vishori b'chol gavna. The Marsha tells us that if you follow through the Gemara that Beis Hashem will get to, and we'll see that when the Gemara adjusts the memra of Rav Huna, in order to get around the kasha that the Gemara is asking now, the Gemara over there also should have to deal with this issue of meat. Amay la'amrin demir hanizra botel. It should be entirely mutter in all situations. Therefore, Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says that if we learn that Gemara is asking misvara, if it's a svara that meat goes is bottled to the roiv, then in all situations we should say it. Bein lahokol, bein lahachmir. We should always the roiv should decide for us. How to view the place. You're not going to look at the mokim as two separate things. The roiv will decide. If that was the svara, and then it should apply in all situations, then even the final way the Gemara comes out, we're going to see that we're not going basar roiv. L'hokil. Therefore, Tosfos says that therefore the Gemara can't be asking me svara, or else we didn't gain anything. Elamai, there's no svara over here. It's not a svara. In this situation, svara doesn't tell me to do it. The Gemara's kasha is based on something that Rav Huna himself said. But over here, you have to learn that the Gemara is asking that we're coming from Rav Huna himself. You yourself are saying such a halacha, which implies that you're utilizing this. You use the halacha of going basar roiv. So if that's true, then that in itself should apply in the tzad iser. that it should become also even if it's a base of sign. That's what Tosfos says. The Hocha Mikol Shekein Poro. Kivin Da'an Ben Nizra Roiv B'Yeser Misosayim. Since that you yourself told us that the case that it, that this that it's also is only when it's more than a base of Sayim. So we could take after Mashmois Mashma Homiuta Shori. If it would have only been a mit, it'll be more. Even though it's more than base of it'll be yes base of Sayim. Mishum the bottle gabi ruba. I feel cooler because the explanation to such a thing is only because he's saying that the meat is bottled to the rive, even lahokel, and you'll make that an area which is nizra. As if it's not nizra, mikayach ledin of bittel, imkei mikol shekein. So that's all the Gemara at this point, that we're taking what you said, you yourself are saying such a halacha, which is using the din of bittel lahokel. So on that Gemara is asking, so then it doesn't follow. If so, then you should say lahachmer also. So why is it that you're telling me, according to Reb Shimon, that if it's the planted area, even though it's a roiv, if it's a base within a base of sayim, it's mutter? That's not true. You should say bittel there also. That's all in this in at this point of the Gemara, being that we're not asking from sfora, which would be something which should have to carry to all points of the Gemara. We're asking that. According to what you said, according to my understanding of Hunbar Rav Yehoshua in the Havim in the Gemara, he's saying such a din that you go basar the roiv even lahokel. So the Gemara says koshkein should go lahachmir. So therefore, the memra as it is, the Gemara says it has no standing. It's contradictory minei obey. That's why the Gemara had to change it. Avalofiha emes, but maskonas haGemara. It doesn't bother us the fact that the halacha we're going to see that. That we won't use the din of bittel lahokel. That could be have lefiya emes who behepach lemin the bottle gabi ruba lahokel lahachmer lefiya emes. It could be that could be such a thing. Now, this far as is that if you say bittel lahokel, then definitely you have to say it lahachmer. Right? But our machmer edin, they're not going to only say it lahokel. So if I find that you said it lahokel. Then I can then have a right to assume that you're hold of it lahachmer also. So if I can ask you if I find that you're not using lahachmer, then that's a question on you. That was the Gemara's question. But maskanas haGemara, the fact that maskanas haGemara we're not using bittel, we're only not using bittel lahokel, right? But lahachmer we still are using the din of bittel. That could be. That means the Chazal said. That lahachmer, we're going to use the din. We use the din of bittel. We'll be mabatel the area which is not planted to the part which is planted in order to give us a chumah that we could do lemaskana. So it doesn't bother us the fact that we had that sometimes we do, sometimes not. But if you're going to, but if I find that you're telling me that you can do that you're saying din of bittel lahachmer lahokil, then a kol shkin tells me that you should do lahachmer also, and that's the basis of the Gemara's question. So again, what Tosfos is saying is like this, is that there are two ways how you could understand the basis of the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked the question on Reb Shimon, that according to, the Gemara asked the question according to the way the Gemara understands, Hunrav Yeshua right now, going to Reb Shimon, that if the area was within a base of sign, then even if it's roiv, it's mutter, that's what the Gemara tells us. That's because this area itself, the Mesa Sain, doesn't bother me the fact that it's not Hukuf Ladirim. The other, large, the rest of the part is Hukuf Ladirim, so you have Mechitzis, and according to Reb Shimon, even though it's two different Meshuyas, but Reb Shimon holds that these two Meshuyas have a din of one Meshus, so it's Mutter. That's what Rav Huna said. And I think more asked the question, well, one second, things don't start over here, because once it's Nizra Ruba, so we should consider the whole area as if it's Nizra. The Gemara is asking, based on a din of Miet, Baltal to the Roiv, and that Tosfos says that don't learn that the Gemara is asking that's a svara. We're coming from the concept that you have called Terakula in Shas, such an idea that the meat is baltal to the Roiv. Because if that's what the Gemara is asking, then such a svara of meat baltal to the Roiv, if it's a svara that we're coming from, then that should apply all over. Bein lahokel, bein lahachmer, and maskanas haGemara we see that it's only used lahachmer and not lahokel. Right, so what's the difference? The same way the Gemara assumed right away like that. So how did the Gemara answer the problem? Therefore, Tosfos says that we'll have to learn that as the svaro that you have in Kol Terekulo, that doesn't necessarily apply over here in these dinim. Just because it applies in Kol Terekulo doesn't mean that Chazal used that halach over here. We have to see how Chazal used it here. So therefore, the Gemara's question over here, Taisis explains, is based on what we see in the memra of Rav Huna himself. I see you, Rav Huna, I see the way you're setting up the braisa, that you're utilizing the din of mid bottle l'roiv, even l'hokel. If you're using l'hokel, that means you hold that the din of mid bottle l'roiv was set over here. Right? But that's what I'm taking this out of what you're saying, not just in general. And what I'm asking is that if this is the way we to understand what Rav Huna meant to say, then there's a contradiction in his memra mineu bei, because he's has to be using the concept of mid bottle to the rive, lohokal, to explain the deed. That if it will be a mid, it will be mutter, even though it's yes, it's same, then has to be based on the din of mid bottle to the rive, even lohokal. So according to that line of thinking, so you can say it lahachmer also, affecting more ibazai, then if that's true, then it should always be asr, even called from Shimon. But that question was based on something that we saw in the memory itself. And basically what we're asking is that this memory doesn't stim. Right? On the one hand, you have to be using it in the middle of me, but to the right. On the other hand, I see that you're not using it. Right? To say that you're using it, lahokal, not lahach, but that can't possibly be. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. So then this form of the memra is wrong. We'll have to say a different explanation of the memra. Once we say the explanation differently, and the Gemara changes things around, the fact that the halacha, which we'll find in the Gemara at the end, is that we're using the din of bitul lahachmir, is not a problem. The fact that we don't use it lahokel. To use it lahachmir, that we find many times that Chazal are machmir in certain areas, that in the koyach the din of lahachmir, we'll say that the meat is bottled to the roiv, and by that way we'll aser, but not lahokel. That's possible, but that's only making the assumption that the general sforum of meat bottled to roiv is not what we're using anymore. That svara is not over here. Chazal have certain guidelines how they want to set up this halacha. So I can't come from my outside yiddies. I can only come from the way it says over here. But if I find that you're utilizing this mid bottle to the roiv lahokel, then definitely it follows that you have to do it lahachmer. And if you're not going to be using it lahokel and lahachmer, that's a question on the memra, and that's the basis of this Gemara's question over here, which would force the Gemara to say, Eliki Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar, a different explanation to the memra. And in the new explanation to the memra, the fact that we have the din of bitul lahachmer, not lahokel, that's fine. Like we find many times, the chazal or machmer in certain situations. We'll have to hold it over here. Even though I would have liked to finish the Gemara, but I think we'll have to hold now. It's a little late right now. Okay? Mm-hmm.